Spoken word.
A taste of Melbourne's diverse poetry scene.
Poets using their voices to entertain, to move, to take you on a journey.
Connecting you to grassroots poetry and performance.
Good morning. You are listening to 3CR Spoken Word Program. I'm Michael Reynolds, your host for the morning, and I am very excited to introduce to you someone I have admired for a long, long time, Amy Bedossian. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Michael. Hi, we have known each other, and I have admired you from afar for a long time also. And not so from afar.
Amy's got a few projects in the works, including a show coming up, plus some workshops. So, yeah, we got a fair bit to have a chat about. And, of course, we're going to listen to a few of Amy's poems as well. So, Amy, what have you been doing lately? What is next on your list?
What is next on my list? You know, I've got ADHD, so lists and I aren't the best of friends, really, Michael. Yeah, but you know, mm-hmm. I make a lot of lists. But what mm-hmm. is next on my list is this Saturday. I actually have a day-long poetry immersion called "The Gold Within," which is from 10 until 4 p.m. this Saturday in JICA. In the park in Northcote. And that's like, I'm a poet, I'm a performer, I'm a facilitator, I'm an artist. And that is a day-long workshop where we will come together and uncover poetry gold. Basically, there's like there's writing exercises, there's quickfire prompts. It's a very supportive, inspiring space. And there's three spots left as of now, but I don't know what's happening on Thursday when this goes to air. But at the moment, there's three spots left. Yeah. It's going to be really fun. It's really fun.
Mm. Yeah, I did actually go to one of your shows, or one of the shows that you have facilitated at the end of one of your workshop programs, and I was absolutely struck by how everyone performed on the stage afterwards. And there's always the danger of people going to workshops and just becoming churned out as miniature copies of the people taking the workshop. But what you did with these people is you brought out their inner selves, and there was about five or six individuals out there. Totally different to each other, but you brought them out, and they were absolutely beautiful as themselves.
Thanks.
And how do you get that out of people so easily?
Well,
yeah. you seemed to do it really, really easy. Was it that as easy as it sounds? Because you certainly made it look easy.
I love it. I think, first of all, I love poetry. I love people. I love individuality. And I think, like, the thing about art is that's what we want, isn't it, right? We want to see the person. Art, you know, everyone sees the cloud, but not everyone sees the cloud in that way. And not everybody talks about the cloud in that way. And not everybody has that life experience. And I think I just am so passionate about the truth the essence or whatever that even means. I don't really know. But, you know, just getting down to it, producing what the most beautiful or thrilling poetry is for each person, and by extension, they'll be thrilled and their essence will come through. And also, like, I feel like it's everyone, it's a sum of its parts. Like, everyone in the room kind of creates that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the sum of everybody that comes together, and it's always a creation of that group, you know. And I also feel like I do think that people just need to feel safe and supported and free to explore and express. And when they do, yeah, gold does come out, and there, you know, and that's probably what it felt like. I like the feeling to create that feeling of love and joy, and that people can be there, let it all hang out, and just be themselves. Because, as you know, Michael, as we're going to say, what a brand is, like brand. That's my brand. I'm very out there and vulnerable and myself. So I think I really just like to facilitate the utter uniqueness of each person, because diversity is the most stimulating thing there is in life.
I like that. I absolutely love that, because you used the expression, or you mentioned gold comes out of the out of the people in your workshop, and of course your workshop program is called Gold Within.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like the best host. What you see in the you go out to a poetry gig, and in my own opinion, the best hosts are the ones that say to the audience, in effect, I want to see these people, and I want you to see it too. And your job is to make the audience want to hear these people. And it's
well, that's the love as well. You have it when you're emceeing, you know, you have the same love of the art form and love of people, right? And I think that's the thing, and everybody's like mirroring back that, you know, you can't lose. There's this like Thomas Merton quote that's like, I don't know, if we all saw each other for who we really are, the problem is we'd all fall down and worship each other. You know, like, you know, if you approach people with that lens, people kind of can't fail. And if you're excited to see them, everyone will be excited. And then if you're excited for their poetry, then they get excited for their poetry, and everyone gets excited, and it's just like a ripple effect. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and yes. The gold comes out, you know. Mm.
You're listening to 3CR Spoken Word, and we're chatting with Amy Bedossian. Amy, do you have any poetry to share with us?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that, Michael. I was expecting a continuation of the chat. And I feel quite overwhelmed by the sudden pivot into doing a poem. But since I'm such an erudite artist, as you'll see when you come to my shows, I just pivot so quickly. So, yes, I will do a poem. I will do a poem. Well, okay, I have one just right here, fresh. So this is called Becoming. And what it's about is inherent in the poem, let's just say, isn't it? Like, the poem does the work. I don't think it needs much exposition, but I wrote it like 3 years ago, maybe now, or 2.5. And I am like a 47-year-old woman. I'm kind of in that transitional phase. And it sort of touches on that. But when are we not in a transitional phase? That's really the thing. We're always going in and out of the chrysalis, you know, squeezy. So it's called Becoming. Becoming, becoming. Something is calling me. Okay, scratch that. All right, I wasn't ready. Okay. That's the ocean. Something is calling me from far beyond. The ocean roars, a magnificent song. My pond is familiar. I have studied every inch. But my light is getting bigger. I am feeling the pinch of this world I have created and coddled and clasped. My knuckles are white from gripping so hard. Wild winds howl. Let go, let go. Ancient voices whisper, you know, Amy, you know what to do. That the little fishies beg me, don't leave, don't leave. They flit their charming tails. I grasp, I grieve this pond I am outgrowing, but the things I am knowing are becoming bigger than the fear. My bright white light melting, the years and years and years of beliefs I have clung to that have served me for so long, with glistening eyelashes, I must kiss them goodbye. Their nostalgic song is so persuasive, but I can't ache like this anymore. Every pore in me knows I am infinite realms of aquamarine, bright pink coral, iridescent dreams. I am biting surf. I am dark, powerful waters. The glittering universe urges me on, and I don't need to wish upon a star because I am one. I have nothing to fear as I set forth into this night because I am the light shining the way.
Beautiful. I really love that. I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
That's one thing about doing a spoken word program is when someone finishes a poem that is so beautiful, you just want to go, ah, but we've got listeners out there that want to hear more. So I've got to go, right, okay, let's blah, 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 blah. And, right now, I just want to sit here and just go, ah, that poem.
Well, maybe if we leave a space, everyone will do it anyway. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's a funny medium, isn't it, this? Because, you know, I mean, I'm a performer, so I'm a very visual person, and it's definitely interesting. It's good for poetry because poetry is full of imagery, you know.
Oh, yes, so yes.
Great medium for that. Yeah. You know, I was just thinking of David White. Do you know poet philosopher David White? He recites a lot. You know, he's and he's Irish. He's Irish and something else, but like he's got that lilting kind of quality. And he repeats lines a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like just in the middle of a poem, you know, he'll just, you know, intuitively, if he wants it to go in further, you know, he'll just repeat it. Or sometimes he'll finish the poem and repeat the whole poem. Because it's like we hear it and then we hear it. You know what I mean?
It's like it's like saying a haiku twice.
Yeah. Right.
For effect.
Exactly. You get the first import and then you get the full import, you know what I mean? Yeah. If that's the word, import, is that the word? Oh no. Download.
Okay. You said you've got a show coming up very soon, and whenever you've featured at a poetry gig or anything like that, you do so many things, including pick up a guitar. Are we going to expect that kind of thing in your show?
Yeah, it's definitely. It's on the 26th of September, Saturday the 26th of September at Bard's Apothecary, Saturday night. And, yeah, it's more so that I do more. It's pretty much all singing. It's like, but it's very lyrical. You know what I mean? Like, it's so lyrical. It's sort of like psychedelic pop. I've learned what it, okay, it's psychedelic pop art folk funk, blues, there's a bit of rapping, which, you know, so it's still words, it's still very words centric, you know, there's still a lot of imagery and rapping and poetry, but I sing more so than I do poetry these days. But, and I will say poetry and lyrics are different, but, you know, yeah, it's still very much that flavor, yeah, that really sort of whim, yeah, lyrical, it's lyrical.
Yeah, all wrapped up and tied in a cabaret sort of way.
Yeah, I've stopped using the word cabaret, but, you know, because I didn't know what it meant anymore. Like, I was like, what am I saying when I say that? But to me, and I don't know what it means when you say it, really, but, yeah, like, I, rather than just doing songs, I tell stories. I think, like, that's when I think of cabaret. I think of, but I don't want people to think, Liza's coming on, you know, like, it's definitely not that. It's definitely not that. But it is cabaret in that it's, yeah, me inhabiting the songs, you know, they're very, and it's quite, I'm a bit satirical and poignant and funny and, you know, I'm clowny. You've seen me, Michael, I clown my face off the whole time.
Oh, yes, very much so.
But yeah, definitely, yes.
Yeah, one thing that I'll always remember you doing this at a Poetic Express gig that I hosted couple of years ago, your entire second set, which lasted probably about 15 minutes or so, consisted of one song only, but you were kind of trailing off and going into spoken word and then getting back into that song, and it worked so beautifully. I really, really loved the way that you mix spoken word and song together and present it as one piece virtually.
Yeah, that was like, I was getting into that a lot for a while. Like, I'll choose a song that I love, like More Than This by like Roxy Music. I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing, if it doesn't know it, more than this, you know, there's nothing. And then like I play it on guitar in my own way, and then yeah, just, you know, do like poetry, yeah, weave poetry through it, and it sort of, you know, speaks to the song, as you saw. I love doing that. I was doing that for ages. I've not done as much for a while, but yeah, I might do some of them. I really love doing it because I choose a song that I love and then add, you know, it's like a collaboration in a way. It's like I'm collaborating with Brian Ferry right there. You know, like, lucky him, I say. Yeah, yeah. I loved that gig. That was very – anyway, yes, going on, moving on.
Yes. So, upcoming gig, 26th.
Saturday the 26th at Bard's Apothecary, which is such a cute place in the city downstairs. Bard's Apothecary is also like a lounge room. It's where you came and saw me do the gold showcase, the showcase of the my workshop facilitated.
Yes. Yes, if you made a lounge room out of a dungeon, that's Bard's Apothecary.
No, it's not like a dungeon. It's like very loungy. I ever since I did In Bed with Amy from lockdowns, you know, I brought my bed out onto the stage. I look for the most like non-performative, you know, like very lounge roomy spaces where it's just like we're just hanging out. That's what I love. I love it. That's got that vibe, I feel. And I give people stuffed toys, fluffy toys to hold too in the show. You know, just if they want one.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What's the show actually called?
The show is called Raw, Raw, Raw. RAWRAWROAR. Because, you know, I am very raw. And then it's a play on words.
And you roar in a very raw manner.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's right. Yes.
Do you have another performance poetry piece that you could share with us?
I do. I wasn't prepared as much, but I did pull this one out that just before we started. So yeah, I've got this one that I did in my show in Bed with Amy and Friends last year. So around this time last year, I wrote this one. It's about a love, a lover, a beloved, a human that I care about. Romance is always a good subject, and I don't do this in my show coming up because it's tending towards more music now. But I think I do sneak in a poem here or there, especially the one I did before Becoming. But this is one has a special place in my heart. I'm not going to say the name of the poem because it's the person's name. So I will spare them. I will spare them. I'll have – okay. All right. So And this one is not committed to memory, everyone. I'm looking at my screen just for all you viewers, all you listeners out there. it's one I just pulled out just beforehand. So let's see how we go together. Haven't read it for quite some time. Name of person. That's the title. We lay in the late Sunday afternoon. He pulls me close. So much skin. I see yellow beneath my eyelids. He is yellow inside, the yolk of an egg. Sunshine. I see our aura. It's golden. Birds chirp outside his bedroom window. The distant sound of engines. This moment so full. OCD scratches at my door, or rather incessantly hums a chorus of what ifs. I long to be the girl in the movie who drifts off to sleep in his arms effortlessly, doesn't have to get up to pee every 10 minutes because perimenopause and anxiety. Or I want to be the neurotic chick in the movie who somehow makes all of this so charming. But in reality, we are human, messy, exposed. No director yelling cut, no trailer to go back to where we can be us. This is us right now. Here we are. I am caught between calm and terror, defense and surrender, lying here, this beautiful man holding me. My OCD is so much bigger than this moment. It was here before him. It will be hereafter. He's doing nothing wrong. I wonder, can he hear my thoughts? They're so loud. I don't want to infect him. Mental illness. I circle round and round, terrified he will reject me because I am too much or because he feels not enough. So I will get there first. I will pull the plug. He strokes me with gentle fingers and says, it's a kind of meditation for you and for me. It'll help us get to sleep. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? I need a lot more than fingers to calm this neurosis. But actually, it's working. Later, I have a go, run my fingers across his skin and fall asleep. We always have so much to learn. How do we know when it's time? OCD wants to know, but the golden light just keeps on shining, never seeking answers.
Beautiful. So coming up next would be your day-long workshop. In Northcote.
Yeah.
I've always been curious as to what actually happens in a workshop.
Well, this workshop, I don't know, but in my workshop, it's called the like Gold Within Day-Long Poetry Immersion because it feels immersive because it's a day, you know, it's from 10 till 4. And I do the courses, you know, that are 5 weeks, but this is just one day for people to kind of go in and the other ones are called Uncovering the Gold, which I love because we uncover poetry gold, literally, you know, literally. I don't know if it's literal, that literal. But for all you, you know, word people out there who are going, that's not literal. What happens at my workshop is we come together, we play, first of all, it's a small group. I like to have a small group because I very much want intimacy and everyone to get their airtime and to feel very supported and seen and for everyone to kind of mentor and each other, you know, it's a sum of its parts. And I like intimacy and to feel special. So we talk like we have this sort of icebreaker, you know, I have a particular game that I love that just really gets everyone silly and into the zone. And then I won't share all my secrets, but, you know, I do stuff at the very beginning that kind of creates the environment for poetry, like sort of gets people realizing, oh, poetry's everywhere, you know, like it's everywhere. We don't have to try as hard. You know, I think people have notions about poetry or that I can't do this or it is this or it is that. but it's more so really about stripping away and being with what's really here. So my aim with some of the opening things is to get us into that kind of place, and myself too, because I need to, I learn as much as everyone else. I need to come into the moment. So, but what I do is, other than that, you know, the nuts and bolts, I guess, is there's like quick fire prompts. I do quick prompts. So I have like prompts on little pieces of paper in a hat. And after I've sort of, we've talked about poetry, I lead a discussion about it and we get into juicy, what is it? What do we love about it? You know, we have a really fun conversation. It's going to orient ourselves and get everyone really frothing, you know, over poetry. I mean, I read a poem and then we sort of talk about that and sort of dissect and get sort of excited. And then I get the prompts and they're 2 minutes. So people pull out a prompt out of the hat and then I do 2 minutes. So it's very much, okay, I'm telling everyone my process now. Don't steal this. But anyway, the point is that that gets people out of their heads, do you know, like stop people from, you know, it's 2 minutes and then it just whatever comes out and gold comes out, very much so, because people aren't, because, you know, the time constraints, like life drawing when you do quick sketches at the start of a life drawing thing. And anyway, I will not share all of the stuff, but basically we do that sort of a start and then it's very much like a lot of other exercises, longer writing time, a lot of sharing, like we share a lot. You know, we read out what we've written and, it, you know, then you feel it alive in the room and then people are kind of also vibing off of each other. And then throughout the day it gets a bit more deeper. There's a few exercises I do that like shake up people's, you know, get people thinking in different ways, get out of their tropes, so to speak. And lots of sharing, lots more writing. And then towards the end of the day, I think it gets more towards, you know, just feeling out how to shape it and what thrills us about it. Where do we want to go in further? What do we want to get rid of? And I kind of just facilitate a day of people hopefully to leave having lots of juicy stuff, you know, either that, you know, poems that are in the pipeline or lots of ideas or stuff to go in and really, you know, the ideas people leave they've generated a lot of new content and exciting stuff and hopefully even some polished poems or in process of being. Yeah. Like it, that's the aim. And everyone connects and has fun. That's also what happens. What happens mechanically or nuts and bolts is that, but what happens is people express, connect, have fun, get to know each other, realize, like get a sense of what poetry is, their own poetic voice. And me too. I always learn every single time without fail. Like we get excited about poetry. That's what happens.
Nice. and there's about 2-3 spaces still available?
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. Yeah, there's 3 spots available now. 2, I can't remember. 3 or 2 or 3. There's 8 in total. And, you know, when this goes to air, I don't know how many there'll be left. But I would say just get onto it. Just get onto it. It's so fun. I will say we have a lot of fun. Oh. It's playful.
Okay. How do you book?
You book on you look for The Gold Within. You go to my website, amybedossian.com, and then it's there on the workshop page, The Gold Within, day long. Yeah.
Don't be surprised if you see my name on the booking list. I don't know.
Oh, Michael, I would love – you so know what busy. Gets me excited is when I see people that I – because so often people I know and love sign up and I just get so excited. It just excites me. So don't say that because I'll get devastated if you don't now. Because it's fun to work with people. I love it.
So this has been 3CR Spoken Word. We've been chatting with Amy Bedossian and having a really, really lovely time. I'm Michael Reynolds and have a lovely day.